KNCI, Pat, Tom, and Cody may have seen this story over the past couple of days. There is a family that lives in El Dorado Hills, so they have two kids. Their six-year-old daughter, Kayla, has autism, and she's nonverbal. I'm going to let her mom tell you about her daughter. Monica, thank you for being with us. Go ahead, tell us about Kayla.
Kayla has mostly nonverbal autism. She is able to communicate about food that she wants to eat, and that's just about it.
Is she happy?
She's happy most of the time.
So instead of talking, since she's nonverbal, how does she communicate?
We have an iPad that has a communication device on it, making noises. Sometimes she laughs really loud. She stims with her vocal stim to show that she's happy.
She plays outside a lot, and when she's outside, she'll make a lot of noises, happy sounds.
Yes.
Okay. Kayla's outside. She's making happy sounds. A lot of the sounds are involuntary. Kids with autism can't always control what they're doing. So I'm going to read you an excerpt from a letter that was dropped off at their house on Saturday. Dear neighbors, we want to address our concerns about the well-being of the neighborhood. Many of us are being affected by your daughter's long periods of shrieking throughout the day. We are quite disturbed by this, and it has a very real impact on our peace and quiet, as well as the enjoyment of our backyards. Many of us are working from home and are on video calls with our clients who can hear this distressing sound. We would be so appreciative if you could try to reduce the length and time and frequency of these episodes so that we may resume some periods of tranquility that we previously enjoyed. Most sincerely, your neighbors. Anonymous letter. Monica?
We don't understand because my husband works from home and he's on calls all day long. And our direct next door neighbors say that she doesn't bother them. And the neighbors across the street say they can't even hear her. So we're not really even sure who sent the letter. I'm sorry that she's disturbing them, but you know, I'm really not sure how we can stop her from making noises that people with autism make. It's just involuntary on her part. She's a little girl and she doesn't play games like typical children. She doesn't watch TV. So her only really way of playing is to play outside. And I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do as a mom. You know, I'm doing my best.
Keep letting her play outside. I mean, even kids without autism are loud, so.
Exactly.
Thank you for taking time to call in this morning. And would you keep us up to date if you hear anything from this neighbor? Maybe they apologize. Maybe they see the error of their ways. Let us know.
Right.
I would be glad to do that. I'm hopeful. And, you know, we want to be good neighbors to everybody. And I mean, people have said, why don't you turn on some loud music and make more noise? And we don't want to do that. We want to be good neighbors.
Well, Monica, we really appreciate you calling in. Have a great day.
Okay.
Give Kayla a hug for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
That is Monica Newton. She lives in El Dorado Hills with her husband, Kevin, their two children, and Kayla, who is six, has nonverbal autism. I can tell you just from my experience with my son, Dimitri, he has these happy noises that he makes, you know, and sometimes they disturb other people when we're out in public. Sometimes his actions when he jumps up and down and flaps because he's happy. Sometimes those scare people off. I get it. I totally get it. At the same time, if you could just take a step back for a second, take a deep breath and think about inclusion and being a good neighbor yourself. And I would almost bet you, and I don't know that it will ever come out, that the person who wrote this letter is a singular neighbor, even though they're saying neighbors. And you send this anonymously, we hope that things get resolved and that maybe you could see, as Tom said, the error of your ways or that you have a little more compassion.
It's because of you and Lucas that I can recognize kids with autism now in stores and stuff and when I'm out. And, you know, you have to take that extra step to put yourself in the place of not just the child, but the parent and everything else going on. And just at the end of the day, is it really bothering you?
Right.
Is it really? No.
There are many disabilities that are not physically noticeable, right? It's just it's actions in the way a person is. And if you just give them a little bit of room, I think we'll be okay. And I get it that we're all in COVID and we've all been locked down for 7 months. And many of us who are still working are working from home and different things can bother you and get to you. Just take go get a cup of coffee. Go step outside yourself. Just take a break for a few minutes.
If you need to write something, write it, but then save it. Then look at it a couple hours later. Is it really worth sending? Probably not. Again, it all comes down to...
I don't want to come down too hard on this
person,
because I think we've all done that. Said something, written something that we wish we could take back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just maybe go ahead. But as I've said to my sons over and over and over again, it's not the mistake. It's how you fix it and the fact that you do fix it. So hopefully this gets fixed. And to Monica and Kevin and your family, God bless you. And to Kayla, keep playing outside, girl. You be you.